Morning, Member. We'll have to start, but probably before we start, just to get an indication from the committee section when they'll be solving the issue, which has been standing from last year, September or October, until up to today. Probably it's a matter which we need to come back to it later, so that we start the business of the day. But they are here. They will probably explain. We will come. We'll come to that later. As I've indicated, members, that I don't drive a car with three wheels. My car's got four. All the wheels, if you want to drive, must be there. The three-wheel car, I normally see them in India. It's in a scooter type. I have not seen them in South Africa where you drive with a car with three wheels. Expect the car to have all the wheels intact so that you are able to drive. Good morning, members. Department of Communication, I assume led by the DTG for policy development, Mr. Temba. I don't see the gentleman today. I'm not sure whether he's still coming. Welcome, Dr. Veso. Others, their name is so difficult, such a way that I can't even pronounce them. So just forgive me for that. I see entities are here. I saw Centec. I'm not sure that, I saw the chair now. When I say Centec, I see the chair raise his head. So that's good. Post office. I'm not sure whether it's only Twix. I'm not sure who's leading the delegation for post office. Forgive me, your surname is difficult. So I always say Twix. I'm not sure what does that mean though. ICASA is here. The chairperson himself. I see. You are the only oldest person here, so there's no way I can't see you. I see the other councillors which are with you. Councillor Libua is here. Stuki and whoever is also here, I don't see. USASA, chairperson, stroke CEO. You nearly become Trinity, but you are double now. You must be careful. In post office, once upon the time, there was a Trinity, who was the COO, CFO, and the CEO in one, three in one. So that was Trinity and so on. But they are most welcome. Who else is here? SABC. Who's here from SABC? Oh, okay. Their office in Cape Town. No, they are most welcome. Who else? Centec, Post Office, ICASA, SABC, USASA. I assume the minister is not here. They don't have much issues. Oh. Double cap. Tattoo vessel. Okay, no, that's fine. We got apologies from the minister, deputy minister, and the minister. I'll come back to the apology of the minister because we might have contributed to the apology. We also have the apology from Trebe, Honorable Trebe, and Mutambi. They've also apologized. Mutambi will be attending the SCOPA meeting, as you understand that she's also serving on SCOPA. They've got work to do. And Honorable Survey is the organizational commitment. The Deputy Minister attending bilateral meetings with some of the entities and the Minister. But in relation to the issue of the minister and the deputy minister, is that they found that they have scheduled a meeting with the board for the board of SABC. They wanted to cancel, that's why I said I'll come back to it. They wanted to cancel the meeting so that SABC can be here. But I said to them, I will shoulder or take the blame if members so do. But I said you must prioritize the bilateral with the SABC because things, they don't seem to be well in the SABC. So I thought that is an important meeting which the meeting must have with the board of SABC. So that that matter has been attended to and so on. So that's why SABC is not here, the group CEO and so on, because they form part of the board there in that particular meeting. So that's the apology of the minister and the deputy minister in dealing with those particular matters. When I arrived, Honorable Sheen has just de-armed me on issues which I wanted to raise. So probably we'll just go to the business of the day, which is the presentation by DOC, supplemented by the entities in terms of the recommendation of the committee on how to deal with the or implemented the recommendation of the committee by the department and the entities and so on. I see Honorable Killian, you are raising your hands in relation to your letter. I'm still coming into that. members, I have received a request from COPE in the form of Mr. Killian, which I would like us to read it as it is, because if I try to summarize, I might be accused of not putting correct. Let me read it. But in short, I'll do what I'm trying not to do. Honorable Killian is requesting the committee to call the SABC board probably next week, I suppose, to come before the committee to account on what it seems to be the breakdown of corporate governance within the SABC. The member also raised the issue that the minister has not appeared before the committee for the past 6 months or so. So a request that this committee prioritize the issue of the SABC, and we call SABC to come urgently to the committee and appear, including the shareholder. That's the request from COOP. I'll try to summarize it and not read it as I wanted to do original. But in short, that is that next week we call SABC board to come before the committee to account in relation to the operation of the board, because that is the only way we can restore confidence in the board when we get answers to questions which we are concerned about as members of this portfolio committee or as parliament and so on. So that's the issue which probably members can just look into it before we go to the presentation. Honorable Rutua, Honorable Lisogma.
Good morning, Chairperson. I'm happy that you are here. It's good to see you alive. I thought something has happened to you. Yes, Chairperson. You know, I just perused the letter because I see it for the first time. I thought when you were talking about the reason why the minister is not here is part of the concern that arose from the postponement of the meeting that was supposed to be between the SABC and the committee. Chairperson? Yes. And I don't think it will be correct for us really to consider what is recommended by COOP, because Honorable Killian is part of this committee. and whatever concern we have as a committee includes her. And I think the proceedings that you are telling us about right now, I think it's part of the concerns that we have about the meeting that was supposed to be held between SABC and us. About the attendance of the minister not attending for 6 months, I don't know whether that's a correct estimation, Chairperson. So I would be very skeptical to support that. She might have not attended, but I don't think it's just exaggerated for 6 months. Unless someone produces, an accurate evidence on that. So, Chairperson, I really think that this letter to us, to some of us, like myself, will not be entertained. I don't know if other members will give their consent, the ANC component. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and good morning, fellow colleagues and ladies and gentlemen, Sanmon. Chair, I will tend to go within the lines of Honorable Member Mtutuwa. I think Honorable Member Killen should also, having written the letter, not knowing that in any way the board and the shareholder are going to have a meeting, to hold a meeting today, which means there is an attention that is being paid to. But unfortunately, even when you call the board members to come and give us a status quo, as it may, it's quite an open-ended letter, that which means we are going to ask anything under the sun. I thought that the Honorable Killian, as a learned person, would have also tabulated the issues that she would like us to engage with the board, so that all of us were empowered, and also the board comes prepared to us, as we'll be going very soon also dealing with the issues of the business plans and also the performance of our entities. Some of those issues, without knowing what is in her mind, would naturally be covered there. And also, Chair, I think in terms of, it's quite a misrepresentation that the letter should have also expressed very clearly that in terms of our law as government, as this institution, how many meetings should the ministers attend, and what are the issues that we can't deal with as the oversight committee, that these are the issues that we can't deal without the minister being here. In terms of six months, probably she has been counting because that's what she's good at, but that's not accurate even that. But that's not the issue. The issue is that let's deal with the issues and the person, and we move forward. Thank you, Chair. My proposal would say that let us deal with it as ordinarily as we deal with our oversight role as supposed to be. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson.
Then the two of us were the cause of the discussion, so let the others talk, and then Panermeve, Shin, and Stein, then I'll come back to Cinema.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Firstly, I don't think it's an over-exaggeration to say that the Minister has not been here for 6 months. I've been a member of this committee since the 18th of May 2012, which is 10 months since I've been a member of this committee, and I've never interacted with the Minister. So I don't think it's an over-exaggeration. And secondly, I don't think there's any harm in us interacting with the board. I mean, I think we've all been saying that there is a current crisis with regards to corporate governance at the SABC, and I think the Honourable Killian highlighted that in her letter. And I think, you know, from that point, it's not an open-ended letter. I think there's no harm in calling the SABC here to engage with them about the current challenges that they're facing. So the IFP would support that proposal. Thank you.
Shin.
Thank you, Chairperson. I accept and endorse Honourable Killian's request. I think it is reasonable. I think it is our duty to attend to this issue. The SABC is in crisis. I mean, perhaps the only people who are unaware of that might be some of the previous speakers. The whole nation knows that the SABC is on fire right now, and I think it's our prime responsibility to discuss what the problem is and drastically, urgently suggest remedial action. What that is will have to be decided, and I would think that, you know, if we can't meet this week on the SABC, that we must at least meet next week, and there is a gap on Tuesday in which we could well do this. It's quite within our rights. And I think, Chair, as I mentioned, I think to you last year, that my sense is that this committee isn't really dealing with the core crisis issues of the Department of Communications and some of its entities, and I stressed last year what some of those were, but I think there are two primary crises to deal with. It's not only the SABC, but also ICASA and the department itself. So we actually shouldn't be wasting our time on non-critical issues.
The speaker has finished to speak. Oh, okay. Then let's hear the politeness.
The politeness is the first part of her input, Chairperson. Says that some of the members in sitting in this house, they don't understand the challenges and appreciate the challenges. I thought in your opening remarks also you confirmed that all of us will agree on that, but it's the approach that we've got a challenge with. So nobody should be point scoring here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Then, before Shnima, you have forgotten your...
No, Chair.
Oh.
Yeah, Chair, I think we're busy with semantics here. You know, if we're talking about whether the minister's been here over the last 4 months, 6 months, 10 months, it's pure semantics. The fact of the matter is that we do have a crisis, and as my colleague has said, it's not just with the SABC, but we need to tackle them one by one. The fact that the minister is meeting with the SABC board makes it that much more important that they come and brief us as to there's a reason why she's meeting with them. And this committee, in order for them to do their oversight, means that we need to be updated on what's going on. And if anybody doesn't know that there's a crisis, then they're not living on this planet. And we can't afford to let this run out of control. In fact, it's already out of control. So if it's a question of tightening the agenda, then, and whether the minister's been here hasn't been here for the last 4 or 6 months, then the fact of the matter is the SABC and the minister should appear before the committee. I fully endorse this so that we are brought up to date in terms of what is currently happening within the SABC, the decisions that are taken, there's confusion about whether it's the board or it's not the board, and whether it's individuals. It's all issues, and that can be on the agenda. It doesn't have to be specific. We don't have to look at the business plan during this meeting. This meeting is for a very specific purpose, as indicated in this communication, and I fully support it. Thank you.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I mean, I think the first thing I wanted to say was that I don't think any of us disagree that there are challenges in the SABC. I don't think any of us disagree on that. There are challenges in the SABC, and I think we would all agree on that. But I have a slightly different view, and that is that the second term program for the committee has scheduled the SABC to come before the committee in April when we return from the recess, because you'll know that in the last week of this particular quarter, we are going into dealing with the issues of budget and strategic plans. And the SABC, as far as I'm aware, is scheduled to be coming before the committee after the recess period. Now, I wanted to make a suggestion that given the fact that they would be coming to the committee after the recess period, that perhaps what we consider looking at doing is instead of just having them in a particular slot on a given day, that we, if necessary, that we extend that time period, that they appear before the committee and have an extended discussion. Because, you see, on the one, we will be discussing the issues of budget and we'll be discussing the issues of their strategic plan. And I think all of those things are intertwined and are related. So my suggestion would be, and I would want to suggest, that we consider extending the amount of time that they're appearing before the committee, and that as we're dealing with the budget and the strategic plan, that we deal with all the things that relate to the SABC on that given day. That's really my suggestion. and that's what I'd like to put forward. But I think I just want to stress that I don't think anybody here disagrees that there are challenges with the SAPC. And I think it's a welcome, we need to welcome the fact that there is engagement between the shareholder and the board of the SAPC taking place around some of the things that have been highlighted and reported. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Mruto.
No, Chairperson, I had my hand up because I was going to emphasize the fact that nobody really is not aware of what the situation of the SAPC at the moment. Hence, I said, as this committee, already we have confidence that the meeting that is between the minister and SAPC is going to give us a go-ahead. But the letter that comes from COPE, I was trying to explain that COPE is part of this committee. That's what I was trying to explain. About talking about semantics and all that, you know, sometimes we are provoked by things that are said by the members of this committee, like Fandamere, Honorable Fandamere, that she has never interacted with the minister. That doesn't mean that she has not been here for 6 months, because herself, Fandamere, doesn't come to this meeting at times. That's what I wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Kila.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, first of all, I want to say that I am naturally very disappointed that the members of the ANC who are members of this committee don't understand that the oversight role over the executive, including the minister, is conducted by this committee. And therefore, if...
Honourable Killen, let me... You see, I don't want point of orders coming flying. You see, when you say members of the ANC in this committee, I'm the member of the ANC in this committee also, and I'm clear about our rules. So the statement which you're uttering will go out there as if you got a bunch members of ANC in this committee who do not have a clue why they are here. So if you got a specific member, you must just direct your what you are saying to that member. Don't generalize and say members of the ANC, because that is not factually true. I know what is our role here as a committee and so on. So just direct it to a specific person if there's a person, but to be general, it will be dangerous, because it will mean all of us here from the ANC are just a bunch of people who does not have a clue why we are here.
May I proceed, Chairperson? The fact of the matter is that this committee was supposed to meet with the SABC board last week. The meeting was cancelled. The excuse at that stage, the reason provided, was the fact that documentation was not provided on time. That in itself is an indication that there's a serious problem at the SABC and at board level. The suggestion that I've made in my letter was after I have perused the program, and it was clear that we do not have a meeting scheduled for next week, Tuesday the 12th. And therefore, there's an opening in the program of the committee. So that was just to call for a replacement meeting so that we can discuss the matters that should have been before this committee last week. So it was in an attempt to make sure that the minister and the SABC board account to this committee. That is why I requested them to appear before us, and for the program, it is not as though the program would not allow that. So that was the baseline, and that is why I provided the sort of the letter, and I faxed it through, emailed it to your office yesterday. Now, going forward, Chairperson, we cannot sit here and pretend that Rome is not burning and that we are fiddling all along. We cannot postpone engaging with the SABC to next term. We cannot just simply deal with those matters when we discuss the budget, etc., etc., etc. There's a crisis at the SABC. it was not precipitated by us. There's clearly some serious problems within the board. It came through from last year. And we cannot just sit and allow that. I understand that the minister is meeting with them today, and that's why it is interesting to see that nobody from the SABC head office here today, but one can understand that. But the fact is, we cannot postpone it any longer than next week. And that is why I really want to urge the members of the ANC, please reconsider the position and let us discuss it here, because this is where it should happen. Going forward, you know, the only mechanism that we have as Parliament is through this committee. Rather let the committee discuss it before we discuss it in the National Assembly. And if the committee is blocking any further discussions and engagements, unfortunately some of us will have to consider what other mechanisms are we going to utilize to make sure that we hold the SABC board and the minister to account. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I thought the committee has not taken any decision yet on the matter. We are still elaborating and deliberating. The members of the ANC, members of this committee, on their own rights, they are raising the matter. We are raising the matter as a member of COP. He has raised the matter. We are discussing the matter. So the blocking on unblocking, I don't know where does it come from, but it's fine. Honorable Shin, I'll come back to Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. It is our primary duty as the people who chose the members of the board of the SABC to actually ask them to come before us and explain the current crisis that is within that board as to whether there is any confidence that they have in the board chairman, whether they have problems with the executive and the minister who's obviously now busy sorting it out or discussing with them. I think it's a matter of absolute urgency that they come before us and we actually hold them to account before this committee. I totally endorse what the Honourable Killian has said. Failure for this committee to do so will mean that the saga will unfold forever in the media, and we cannot afford to wait until April to find out what is going on at the SABC. Because they're getting a lot of information from inside the SABC, and we, who are the legal body that appointed them, actually must have them before us so that it can actually account to us what is happening, and we must be part of the solution. I would really recommend that we actually have them here next Tuesday. In fact, I think we should demand it.
Murotua.
Chairperson. Thank you. I think we are running in circles here. We are agreeing, and I thought at the beginning we said that we are pleased that the minister is meeting with the SABC. And I thought that is part of hastening the whole process. And I think from here we are all expecting that we have this meeting as soon as possible. I wouldn't, as one, I wouldn't really recommend that we have this meeting in the next quarter, because of the situation we find ourselves in. Having said that, Chairperson, I just want to allay the fears of Honorable Killian that he might think that he is bundled with some people who are very naive from the ANC. I want to assure her that I really know my responsibility as a member of parliament, as a public representative, that we are here really to do our oversight role. So I'm allaying her fears. She mustn't fear that, you know, she's bundled with people who don't understand what they're doing here.
Cinema.
Chair, I just want to again say that what I said earlier, I think there's nobody here that would disagree that there are serious challenges in the SABC. I think we all would agree on that. And I would align myself with the comments of the Honourable Mastori, that we ask that yourself as the chair just have a look at the program and see what could be possible, and that we then allow this meeting to continue with the business that we have before this committee, but that we give you the space as the chair to have a look at the program and see what could be accommodated where, given the challenges of the SABC. But I think let's maybe close the matter to say that we're asking you to have a look at the program, see what could be done to accommodate whether that could be brought forward, and allow the committee meeting to continue with the business of the day. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, no, I just wanted to reiterate that I would prefer not to come back and comment on comments made, because I don't think it's taking us forward. I would like to suggest that that we really look at a time slot, and that we in fact reprioritize the program possibly. And we would like to ask you to really put your mind to it, so that we can have the SABC board before us, and that we do our work so as to not allow the media to do the work on our behalf. So I really want to urge you, can you please look into this matter and make sure that we have them before the committee as soon as possible. Thank you.
No, thanks very much, members. I know you take time, but you come back to your senses every time. You see, now we are dealing with the matter. All of you equal across. Members, look, let me say firstly, all members are correct. Auckland Park is on fire. If you have seen the past events, all is not well in Auckland Park. It's just on fire. Probably, members, that's why I dealt with the apology of the minister in detail. That, looking into that, that's why I had a discussion with the minister to say, instead of SABC coming here today, she must prioritize the meeting with the SABC as a shareholder, because the minister's also got a role to play. Now, I think your last suggestion, members, that to look into the matter and prioritize it, that's what we're going to do. But part of what is going to inform us is that understand from the minister after today whether she's ready now to come and present the report before us. Because they can meet and want to continue the meeting tomorrow, another day, and so on. I don't know. But after establishing that, immediately request the minister to come and present before us in terms of what is the situation there, what exactly is happening, so that we are able to exercise our oversight role, as members are saying. So I think your last suggestion, members, to say, let me deal with the matter and prioritize it, that will suffice in terms of dealing that. But I must appeal to you, members, don't call each other these other things. Let's just discuss issues and deal with facts as if we don't exist as individuals. You know, it does not help, because emotion goes up, and once that happens, we lose the focus in terms of what we're supposed to do. I'll just appeal for that. But thanks very much. That's what we're going to do in taking the matter forward. We're not downplaying. We are not downplaying, and I didn't hear any member downplaying the difficulty which the SABC is facing now. And this committee has to provide leadership, urgently so, in terms of how to move and deal with that particular matter. And so, and that will do, members. But what we cannot afford to do, members, which I hear other members saying, you see, we can't put fuel on fire. And that's what members are saying. No. We can't put fuel on fire. If it's burning, we must go and find water or whatever means which we can put into that fire so that that fire goes down. But if ourselves will put fire, then we might not help. We're just going to exacerbate the situation. But thanks very much, members. We'll do that in terms of how to move forward. Can we go to the issue, the presentation? This is how we work in Parliament. Yes, and this is how the members will be engaging with you on your presentation. But some of you are familiar, of course. We have been here for a long time. DDG, over to you and your team.
Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, good morning. Honorable Chair, we have sought...
DDG, just hold. It's got nothing to do with you that you are not a gentleman. I'm not sure it should be something else. Honorable Ruto.
Chairperson, I don't know who's responsible for what I'm going to say. we can hardly concentrate, some of us. We know it's hot outside, but here it's extremely cold. Can someone moderate this?
Ngoma, Buya Baba, Sala Baba. The room temperature is. Let's proceed. DDG, they'll attend into the temperature issue.
Yes, Honorable Chairperson, so we're sending our greetings from the Department of Communications to you and your members, Honorable Chair. Chair, we have a presentation which DDG, acting DDG Jabo Hadebe will run through. Chairperson, we have looked at the oversight report or recommendations that you have sent to us, and we have noted that there are sets of issues which would need probably validation or additional comments by our SOEs. In other instances, we have also brought here a full team of our colleagues who are well-versed with some of the situations which the committee have visited. So, Chairperson, in that order, I would also invite my colleagues to introduce themselves for the presentation.
Thanks very much. Members, I'm sure all of you voted the document. The right one. I was told that there were two documents. There's the first one, the second one. Can you just verify the document, which one you have, so that once they start, we don't stop them along the way? We vote the right one. I can't tell which one is right or wrong, but I know that there was a first. If there was no change on the second one, they are the same. But probably run through it. If we pick up the discrepancies, then we are going to raise it. But I know that there were two documents I received from DOC about the same presentation. Honorable Kiran, you have yourself. But we don't have to delay much.
No. I just wanted to make sure that if there is a second document, is the one that was handed out in these, is that the correct one? And secondly, I just wanted to ask if we, going forward, if we could perhaps just have a date of the first submission and the date of the second submission so that we always know which is the latest version. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I'm told the one which has submitted on the brown envelope. I hope there were documents only in the brown envelope. Okay. But that one in the brown envelope is the last one. The last one which we have received in the brown envelope. But members, probably let us continue.
I'm a little nervous with brown envelopes. You know, many things have happened in brown envelopes.
But they're showing me a brown envelope. That's why. Yeah.
No, what I'm just asking. You see, sometimes in the Marx building, the envelopes arrive very late. So that is part of the problem that we're facing there. The post delivery is very late. We can proceed, but, you know, as I say, that is always putting us at a disadvantage. Thank you.
Let us proceed, members. If you spot the differences in terms of the document, just you have to raise that. But I'm told that the one which you might be having is the last one, which we're supposed to have. TPG?
Honorable Chair, thank you for the clarification. We'll first introduce ourselves, and then DDG will make the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. It's Farhad Osman, Chief Director of Strategic Planning and Monitoring, DOC.
Good morning, Chairperson and Members. My name is Sibongile Makopi. I'm the Chief Director of Shareholder Management at the DOC.
Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Mashilu Boloka. I work in the Directorate for Broadcasting Policy at the DOC.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Members. My name is Harold Yeso. I'm DDG responsible for the East Coast Institute in the Department and Acting CEO for NAMESA.
Honorable Chairperson and Members. My name is Kiri Sekweli, Chief Director, Human Resources.
I'm told that SAPC has sent Mr. Vincent Letsolenyana Konalapo to come and represent SAPC. Actually, they've sent someone. is here. It's just that decided to stay at the back. You know, those students, always when you come to a class, even if it's empty, you go to the last room. That is sort of a thing. You can proceed, DDG. It's not that any other one of case achieves. It's me who called the same name wrong. It's not the case achieves one. I know my story. You might be that old, but you're not a pirate fan or a case achieves fan. It's okay. But there is someone from SABC who's here with us, Mr. Sonyane, is with us here. DDG?
Yeah, Honorable Chair, I think on the same vein, we want to convey the apology of the acting DG and DDG Sam Vilakazi, who are supporting the minister on the meeting with the SABC today. Punjabi can proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members. The report we're just about to present seeks to address issues raised by the committee on various oversight visits, and it seeks to address issues raised by the committee with regards to the budget review recommendations report. I must also apologize up front that the report itself is not as detailed as we would have loved it to be. However, I'm made to believe that we have provided supplementary reports to this report. In terms of the issues raised by the committee during the various site visits, I think we can categorize them in a number of broad areas. One is support for broadcasting, mainly to do with signal distribution and coverage, support program for content and infrastructure for community radio, and other support for community radios, for example, by government, etc. Capacity building was one issue that was raised during those site visits. Another area of concern was with regards to geographical coverage in the Northern Cape, local content as well, and expansion of infrastructure in that particular area. The third area was to do with the post office regarding post office issues. Here, one was services, efficiency around turnaround times, PITT, compliance with ICASA regulations. The fourth broad area that I alluded to was issues around staff issues in provincial offices, grievances, capacity, infrastructure, inclusive planning. But underpinning all these issues, I think, was the provincial coordination of teams. Broadly, those were some of the issues that were raised, and that the report seeks to address those issues. Now,
can you tell us where you are talking? Is it on the document? Because nobody's scrolling the document. Where are you?
I was just giving an overview. Now I'm going into the document.
Okay.
On page 2 of the document, I'm just going to highlight a few issues. I'm not going to go read everything in the document itself, because I think we have been privy to the document. On the first page, it talks to issues around community radio station and the similarities between the NMF and Namaqua Land Radio. It talks to, you know, the issues required on the undertaking made in relation to the providing support to NMF stations. I think that matter has been addressed. A subsidy for this particular station has been provided, fully paid for in terms of the subsidy scheme that SNTEC developed. So I would say that matter has been addressed. If you go to the second page, this report covers the committee's visit to the Northern Cape and Western Cape between 17 and 20 January 2012. On the second page, there are a number of issues or recommendations that emanate from the oversight visit. One of them was that ICASA must comply with the mandate to conduct postal inspections. To this end, ICASA has a streamlined monitoring of postal sector under one manager, and the plan has developed to address that. Another issue that was raised is to urgently fill vacant funded positions in the Northern Cape. To that end, I think ICASA, the post office has terminated services of labor brokering and appointed approximately 4,500 people on that. If we can go to the next page, on page 4, one of the issues raised there, second from the bottom, Sentech should have a timeline on the finalization of...
Honorable Chair, I don't mean to be rude or to interrupt, but you know, my understanding was that, and I might be wrong, my understanding of this meeting is that it's to report on what steps have actually been taken to fulfill or meet the recommendations of the portfolio committee subsequent to having gone on oversight. Now, I just want to say that on the matter that has just been addressed now, and it's an example I want to raise because I think we need to get some guidance here, but we've just been told that the committee's recommendation after its visit to the Northern Cape and the Western Cape was that the supposed office takes urgent steps to fill funded positions within the Northern Cape region. Now, unless there's something else coming later in the presentation, but to say that the post office has dealt with the issues of labor brokers doesn't tell us at all whether they have filled vacant positions in the Northern Cape. And I was expecting that we would get detailed information to say on that issue, when the committee visited, there were so many vacant posts, and at the moment we are at this stage, and this is what is taking place. Even in the very first page, yourselves from DOC have missed out the issue of the name that should have been looked at. It doesn't tell us whether ICASA has done that. I might be reading this thing wrongly, and I just wanted to alert DOC. That's what we're expecting, unless there's other documents. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sima. I said thank you. Actually, you know, sitting here was, I had the same concern. Because I just thought, you know, you are just going past through things that you were supposed to detail to us, such as the very one that you are talking about. It doesn't tell us anything, actually. And it's not the first time that we hear of this. We need details now. If you could provide us with details of the recommendations that we had recommended.
I think, with your permission, Chair, I think the entities can then elaborate on the various specific issues.
Okay. This is my dialogue between the DOC, and I forget that I'm a chair. Honourable Chair. Yes.
Chairperson, I just wanted to also express concern of how we're dealing with the recommendations. I was really anticipating that the DOC would today report back on the basis of specific entities that would deal with a certain group of recommendations. I'm really very disappointed. You know, if I look at, for instance, the page 3, then it refers to Van Reinsdorp Post Office must comply with the requirements of the Occupational Health and Safety Bill. But the point is, then we get feedback that the bill of quantities will be finalized by 29 June 2012. And after that, the procurement process will commence, and it will take approximately 60 days to be completed around about 3 September 2012. We long past 3 September 2012, Honorable Chairperson. It seems that this is an outdated report. It's not up to date. And therefore, it's really a huge waste of time and taxpayers' money to cart everybody here, and we're dealing with an outdated feedback report. I really want to express my serious concern. I think the format of the report back is not good, and secondly, it is clearly outdated. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Killian. Can you respond to me?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think initially I did acknowledge that the report itself is not as up-to-date as it would have required, hence there were supplementary documents elsewhere which are made to believe they have been made to the portfolio committee. But having said that, I would like to refer the nitty-gritty of the issues to the various entities to respond to them, then probably then they'll be in a position to give us a comprehensive report. Then I'd like to request ICASA with your permission, Chairperson, to address the issue of community broadcasting radio on page one, on page two of the report.
Yes, I don't think we are responding to the concern that has been raised by the committee here. That having picked up some of the responses here, they are outdated. And therefore they feel that it's a waste of time. And I thought you were going to respond to tell us exactly what should we do as a committee, because I don't think what the committee members are saying is that we cannot sit around. Hence I said to you, have heard about this. It's not the first time that we hear this. And we are really not happy to sit here and waste time. I don't know who's going to tell us what we are talking about, ICASA, but we thought DOC is giving us the report.
Honorable Shima.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I think I would want to make a proposal that we take a 30-minute break. We allow the DOC to interact with the entities, go through their report here, establish where is what information, because when DOC presents, they must tell us what's been done. Not just tell us something that's, you know, they must give us the facts. The entities are here there to back them up and to clarify where we actually want to raise questions of clarity, etc., or give it additional information. I really want to suggest that we take a break, let them sort this report out. They can actually quickly fill in, if they need to, on their own notes, exactly what's been done. But to go through this report is not going to be helpful to us. It really isn't. There may be a few items where there might be some information, but that's my view. I'm not sure what the rest of the committee would say. I just want to propose that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Whilst I support the suggestion by the Honourable Schneeman, I'm just hesitant that we don't waste an additional 30 minutes. I think the department should actually tell us. I mean, if you go through this report, there's a number of issues, and I can name them for them if they want to, in addition to what has been mentioned already. We need to have an indication of what was the date of this report. And if they can't do what has been suggested in 30 minutes, then they should really just go back and come back at another time with an up-to-date report. Because the report clearly refers to issues, and I'm going to give you one or two examples, Chairperson. On page 4, for example, it talks about the relocation process of the ICASA regional office. And then it says ICASA procurement process was followed to identify a suitable office. Now, I don't know when that took place, but there isn't suitable office been identified. I mean, that's the information that we want. And one can go on and on. If you look at the page 5, status is at end of March 2012. Well, we're almost at March 2013. So I would expect something at least up to December 2012 or thereabout. So rather than us waste 30 minutes and they come back and tell us they can't do it, I think they need to indicate right now this report could be 6 months old, a year old, and they therefore, you know, they're not going to do what we expect from them in 30 minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kelly.
Thank you, Chairperson. And I just wanted to add to that, and that is also my concern. They must be really open and transparent with us about this matter. And Chairperson, you know, some of the matters that we have here actually date back as far back as 2011. Now, clearly, whenever if this report was in the main compiled, say, for instance, last year, August, then already 6 months have lapsed from then. And therefore, the current situation must be updated as where we stand now. We can't work on an outdated report back document. Please, Chair, and if it is going to be impossible to update it and to really give us accurate information of where we are now with these matters, it would really be a further waste of time and money. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Killian. Honorable Stain has mentioned that if you could respond to this and tell us the date of this report, and also what has been said, is it going to be possible for you really to come up with what the requirements are in 30 minutes so that we know, and tell us where we are according to Honorable Killian, and then we know that really, are we dealing with a current report or what?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. This is an updated report. And it was, I cannot confirm what was just now.
May we just respond in this way? Chair, we have a challenge around the report, especially as it relates to entities. We have received these inputs late, having requested the information such that it is not incorporated in the report to meet the deadline which was given to us by the committee. But those documents are in our position. We could be able to talk to some of the issues. Procedurally, Chairperson, I don't know if it would help for you to consider. We run through the notes, and because the entities are here, and then clarify further details. The unfortunate part about that is that you don't have the information firsthand, and it will be a challenge. So, that's what we have, Chairperson. But on other programs, we have up-to-date information. Largely, you'll find that on SABC, for instance, now we're dealing with the SAPO issues. The report that we have with ourselves here do indicate can respond to some of the concerns that the committee has. Because the members do not have the information, I do not know how that helps. And this is the challenge we have also escalated to the minister to say we need to find a way to deal with this more promptly. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Seaman.
Chair, I just want to raise something that I think we must bear in mind. You know, when the Portfolio Committee goes on oversight visits, it produces a committee report. And in that committee report, there would be specific recommendations. All right? That committee report gets tabled in Parliament. And that report gets adopted by the House in the National Assembly. And when that report gets adopted, it becomes incumbent on those to whom the recommendations are directed to actually implement those recommendations. Now, I'm not so sure that I would go along with what the department is saying to us, that they have only received the information late and couldn't comply in time with the committee's request for this meeting today. That's my understanding of what's been said. I don't agree with that, because then the question has to be asked. What was the department and the entities doing with the information contained in committee reports adopted by the National Assembly? Going back as far as 2011 here, their reports going back to 2011.
2 years.
I want to restate that when reports are adopted in the National Assembly and there are specific recommendations, those recommendations actually get forwarded to the relevant departments who are in turn, I would imagine, expected to forward it to the relevant entities reporting to them for implementation. I would have also expected that the department would, on an ongoing basis, have mechanisms in place to monitor the implementation of those recommendations. Now, if we are suddenly responding to the committee's request to appear before the committee today, I have a problem with that. It cannot be correct. I also want to say this. When the portfolio committee goes out on oversight visits, many of the visits that take place on those particular oversight visits are to community radio stations, community newspapers, various communities, etc., who raise things with the portfolio committee. They raise things. And the portfolio committee then comes back, puts together a report of its overall visit with recommendations. So these recommendations and reporting back to us is not just for us, but it's reporting back on what's been done in terms of issues that have been raised by members of the community involved in different spheres that relate to the DOC and its entities, or some of the actual post offices that we've been to, etc. So regardless of what one thinks, those recommendations have to be implemented. And if there's a reason why they can't be implemented, then we'd expect to report. I thought I should just remind us of that. Once the report is adopted by the National Assembly, it becomes incumbent on those responsible for those activities to actually implement and take steps to address the things that are raised in those reports. So those reports are not just adopted for the sake of adopting. I thought I should just remind us of that, because I am concerned. I am concerned that we're saying it was difficult to comply with the committee's request to appear before the committee. I wanted to raise that. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Snewan. You see, DTG, you say you have got information that is that you have as a department that is not here. So we don't know that. And I'm going to ask Honorable Killian to respond also, adding to what Honorable Schneeman said. And after that, we break for tea. And I would like Honorable Killian also to recommend to us, to this committee, what is the go-ahead on this. Because you can see the department is not ready, and we are not prepared to take an outdated report replaced by issues that the department possesses that we don't even know. I don't know what is the meaning of that, but to me it's really not the report that we're expecting as a committee. Honorable Killian.
Chairperson, yes, thank you. I think what is important is that all of us in this facility this morning understand that we have a duty as a committee to conduct our role of oversight. And this oversight role is not something that we can select to do or not. We are compelled to do it, Honourable Chair. Section 55 of the Constitution tells Parliament what to do. And I would like to refer to subsection 2, and I would like to say
the National Assembly must provide for mechanisms, A, to ensure that all executive organs of state in the national sphere of government are accountable to it, and B, to maintain oversight of the exercise of national executive authority, including the implementation of legislation and any organ of state. Now, I would like to move further. Parliament is an institution of record. So whenever submissions are made, it must be accurate, it must be factual, it must be to the point. If our committee conducts oversight visits, identifies weaknesses, etc., we make certain recommendations, as the Honourable Schneeman has said, it becomes resolutions of the National Assembly. That means it is not for any department or entity not to implement, provided that you come back and say, we could not implement this recommendation due to financial constraints, or B, due to staff not being available or staff capacity problems. So then we need to have the feedback about what the reason, or if you would come back and say, but if we would do that, we would be contravening this act, whatever. But we need to get feedback, or we need feedback to say, partially implemented, a third of it, but we, due to financial constraints, it's part of a three-year project, whatever. But we need to have factual and correct information. And I must say, Honourable Chair, it is really of a concern that we get wordy documents, long-winded descriptions, etc. Not to the point factual to say, this cannot be done, this is dysfunction, this is that function, this is feedback that we've received from Sensentec, these are their constraints. That is what we need. So if the previous chairperson, Honourable Mastori, said that I should make a recommendation, I think what we can do, chairperson, is we can break now for, maybe we should break for 15 minutes, and that we then ask the department to take us into confidence, to say to us they're not ready for it, they're not ready to update, to give us an updated report, accurate report, to the point report. And therefore, let us not waste each other's time any further. Or, yes, they can do it. They will refer to page one, or they will ask Sentec to report on page one, block X, to item this or that. And they will ask this department to report on that specific item. But please don't waste our time. And then, we cannot allow this document to become the record of Parliament, chairperson. Then we must have a new submission, because the Constitution also says that we should receive submissions, but it becomes part of Parliament's record, and it's really a reflection on the department and its entities if it's not accurate and to the point. Thank you, Chair.
What happened? What happened? No, no, thank you very much, members. The chairperson, please. I'm sure we were moving towards to the tea break, I suppose. The chairperson braved me, but I don't know what happened anyway, but it's okay. Let's go into it. But let's break for the tea break for 15 minutes or so, as members are suggesting. Probably the department will come back, they will help us in terms of how to move forward after listening to the input of the members and so on. Members, it's not that I forgot, I could not realize that the newly two out of the three ICASA councillors are here, which we recommended for appointment, and the minister appointed Councillor Bachi, no Councillor Pillay. You can stand up, probably don't know you, so if they don't. Thanks very much. So let's break for tea for the 15 minutes. When we come back, the department will help us how do we move forward. Let's break for tea, members.
Usually the ruling That is why the old national parties, we in government, their members were just calling to come and vote through. Rather than they were playing golf. They just called in for that. Now, that is true of all the members. It has been written and it is a position who has the urge to come into government, who is primary watchdog.
You've got to do it.
And you've got to do it.
You've got to be mad ahead of that.
You've got to be, yeah. So that is what we're trying to...
And if you're not mad ahead, I tell you, you'll run circles around.
Yes, when I wrote this letter, I realized that it is going to cause a little bit of a rush.
Well, you need that sometimes.
But we need it. Yeah. We need it. You can't just sit here and pretend that the open talk is not on fire.
Okay.
It is something like that.
And you can't wait for the shareholder to outvote them.
You can't wait for the shareholder. We must keep the shareholder accountable. Because we are the public representatives. That whole thing is elected by the people and represented by the people. It's so beautiful. So that's why I'm you. I'm going to hit the wrong nerve, but my story will forgive me again.
No, but I want to listen.
So you want to come here if there's a meeting or this meeting?
Yeah, on the ground. I'll come tomorrow to catch up.
Wow, and then who? It's like minutes of the meeting, basically.
Yeah.
Are you the only one here?
No, all the committees are cut up.
Yeah. No, this particular one.
No, I'm the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go through what this and everything.
But remember, I don't take word for word of what you are saying. I take the important aspect and what was the essence of the debate, what caused it. For example, they were talking about the funding committee staff. I would ignore that. It's not that I'll put into my report. I just focus on what caused the debate and what was the debate about. That was
okay.
Yeah.
Then who ratified what you say? You say, yeah, this is accurate for you.
You're the only one. He doesn't go to the HM and say, I agree. No, it's my, I am monitoring. No one can tell me how to write my report. I write what I have.
Yeah. And it goes to?
To our website. Same to our website.
Oh,
yeah, they read it. They love it.
Oh, but there's a
website.
Is this accessible by the public?
I think, yes, members of the public should be able to access it for free. But institutions, they say a yearly, I don't know what to call it, but they say 9,200.
Okay.
Yeah, a yearly subscription, yeah.
What website? But then if it's a website, then it should be available for free.
No, but it's available, but you can't access content. Say, for example, it is wanted to access whatever from the car.
So, what you're reporting, I can't access if I don't subscribe.
I mean, if you phone the office and say, my name is Tiboma,
yeah.
I live in Kailisha, I'm a student, for example.
Yeah.
I want to see what was said about traditional courses.
Yeah.
They will give you login. Okay, you can log in the information is on this end.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But if you're saying I'm phoning from KTV, I want to access it, they are gonna say, no, but it's got to be yearly subscription is 9,200. And then all these users that can access it. They will be using ETV password and ETV.
Yeah.
Give me the website anyway.
It's www.cmg.com. Sorry, .org. And then you can call the office and speak to Gail or Rashad Ali. The contact number is 021. Let me quickly check my phone.
How long have you been doing this now?
2 years now. 021-465-8851.
8851.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rise to Rashad or Gail
Munifam.
Rashad.
Ali. Ali.
Or Gail
Munifam. So the in website will be all the pages.
Every single one. Since 1998, when they started organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then who can subscribe anyway?
Anybody can subscribe. But if you, like I said, if you're a member of the public and you want to access, they'll give you the free access.
Like with a search engine?
Yeah, like. I don't know the process, but. I just know they give students free access to another country as well.
And because you've been here, you know all this magazines, so you go and look for mom, I don't know.
Yeah, but I also have this. For selling, for example, she's not part of the committee. I don't know her, I cannot recognize her. So I have to contact her and get the name. But I know most of them. I know Julia, I know Bush, I know Mishri, I know Lucy, I know Harry, I know Masuri, I know Jafan. Yeah, because this is my committee. This is Human Settlement, COPA, and Select Committee on Appropriations of my committee.
Okay,
so she was here, but she left.
This one?
Yeah, this one.
How are you? I'm calling you.
What happened to you? You're just moving my members.
No, I got the class back, don't worry. But we've already sorted it. I had a word with mom, so.
But if I were getting paid to do this,
no,
I would pay
for
it. If I were paid to do this. No, but I mean 450 for the quarter. Great for this.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. Considering the time it takes to write this, you've got to first sit in a meeting, go through that exercise, write the report, edit it, proofread, so everything is correct. This is, like I said, it's a very tedious process. It needs time. I mean, for 450. But because I've got to leave, I do.
But basically, no, I
members, let's start.
Can you give me your details? Then we'll get
started. Okay. Very clear.
Babu's Kosan, Unjan Baba. Ah, it's called Baba.
Again, Shawalala.
It's
because we are too close to her.
Okay. All right, thank you.
But generally, media work, communication, and writing, are my field.
Thanks very much, member. We need to start and continue our meeting. But probably before we continue, let me just give DDG in terms of trying to advise us how do we proceed after listening to the input of the members before we probe for tea. DDG.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And we just want to thank you for indulging us with time to sort ourselves out. We have held a quick consultation, Chairperson, and we have looked at the data that we have. I would summarize it in this way, Chairperson. We have several documents which we have received largely on the 28th of February, which meant that the deadline to submit here was missed to update the report. We also take note, Chairperson, that the structure which was tabulated by Honorable Killian is not the manner in which our information is presented. We want to admit there. We think that the information can be improved better, but we're not able to do that here, such that members can have accurate factual information. Now, we have also assessed, Chairperson, the entities who are here. We are satisfied that in aspects where CENTEC is referred, CENTEC will be able, is giving us a commitment that they can speak to their information. We have a report from SAPO, which when we look at it, it is actually factual. ICASA needs more time from what we're understanding. because some of the information is actually requiring detail, although we do have a copy of their submission here. And the issue we are dealing with, Chairperson, is factual correctness, because we are afraid of the word lying to Parliament. So we would submit to you, Chairperson, and...
I want to get DTG. We are starting other things. It's not lying, it's misleading.
And Chairperson, with respect to SABC, the submission from SABC is quite detailed, and we are not certain that the delegation from SABC will deal with the matter quite sufficiently as you would expect. So Chairperson, we will ask two things probably from you, is to give us time to go back and relook into the structure, such that the information is presentable in the manner required. But we also want maybe a written guidance from the Chairperson so that we can prepare the report in the manner that it is speaking to the issue. Chairperson, on the issues that are coming from the budget vote reports, those issues, particularly even committee radio, Chairperson, we are comfortable that we can be able to give members here an update on some of those issues. But when we come back, we can still improve the report. We can improve the report. Chairperson, I hope our submission have the meeting.
Thank you, DDG. Members, that's the request from the Department of Communications. State.
I'm a little bit confused. I'm not sure if the acting DG meant that the entities that have got full reports on their activities must present it, or whether they're going to go back with it as well. My suggestion would be that they go back and we receive one report from the department that captures the responses from the entities, because that's after all what we want. And then obviously it's to the department's advantage, because then in doing so, they also become aware of what the responses and the progress is from the entities. Otherwise, the entities present the report, but the department is still sort of at arm's length and don't really know what the entity is doing. Thank you.
Sheen? Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I would support that we come back with one report that the DSE can speak to, and so we don't need the rest of the other entities to come here and sort of back them up. I'm thinking basically of an interest of cost, because, SA or whoever did really well today out of this delegation. And I think that basically the responsibility is with the DOC to make sure that the documentation it presents to us incorporates the latest information from the entities, so that we get one document and that they can speak to it. And, Chair, I would suggest that perhaps they do it on the afternoon of Wednesday the 20th, that is before the public holiday of Human Rights Day. Now, I know that many members will be wanting to rush off home, but, I mean, we're scheduled to finish that at 1 o'clock, and the DOC is already here, and because they're part of their briefing. Either that, or they can come back for the first meeting of next term.
Thank you, Honorable Killen, Murutuwa, and Snima.
Thank you. Thank you for the recommendation by Honourable Chin. Chair, I just have a concern. We have questions to the President on the 20th, and therefore that is quite an important day. So I would suggest that we ask them to come back later, firstly. Secondly, since I have already indicated, I do not think it is going to be helpful, so therefore I would like to align myself to Honourable Steyn, who suggested that it is also important for the department to get the necessary responses from entities in time. And if there was a problem for them submitting, then I think we also need to engage the entities to hear why they did not submit, or were they perhaps requested to submit the feedback at a very late time. Because if they were supposed to have submitted, and some of these reports actually, as I indicated before, go back for 2 years. So it is really very disconcerting. I almost called you President. Chairperson.
I'm getting there, don't worry. I'm
that
more
done that. that has happened. So it is not for us to then postpone this indefinitely. I really want to have accurate feedback and update it, and it must be to the point. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Murutuwa.
I knew you're aspiring to be. Chairperson,
you must be careful, I might take over the President of their President.
Chairperson, I think I'm also interested in hearing from the entities that are here, because the DDGs mentioned that they had difficulties, you know. Maybe we should hear from, you know, I'm quite perplexed by the issue of ICASA not being ready, and some of the other, because these reports are, as Honorable Killian is saying, are 2 years, you know, back, and I thought they should have done a lot of work by now. Nevertheless, Chairperson, I just wanted to say the DGT was proposing that maybe you give them a guide. And I wanted to say to you, Chairperson, maybe you should take, you know, to account that the issue of the vacancies and some of the issues that have not been addressed as yet, a lot of them that we have, we thought we were going to be asking them on those issues, so that when they come back, at least some of the issues that we have should be addressed, and I think you are, you know them because the committee has them. Chairperson, thank you.
Schneeman.
Yeah, Chair, thanks very much. I think that one would I think one would go along with the request by the department for them to be allowed to rework this whole report and then get all the information together. But I think that if they're going to come back, I think we need to get an indication then as to who monitors these reports. Who monitor these reports? How do they interact with the entities? What time frames do they have with the entities? When are the entities supposed to report back to the DOC? Because I want to align myself. I think it is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable that we can be told that ICAS is not ready. It's wrong. It's unacceptable. And others as well. I said what I wanted to say earlier. But, you know, there are people that do have expectations about things that they've raised. And, you know, Chair, when we go on these oversight visits, there's always a whole long group that comes with us. I'm now asking myself, actually, what are they doing there? I'm really asking myself that. Because I think some of them there are just there for the trip. And perhaps when we do our next oversight visit, perhaps there needs to be a review of who actually comes with. Because if this is the type of work that's going to come out of those visits, it's really problematic. Chair, I just want to say one last thing. Sorry to raise this here, but...
Why are you talking like you're writing a will?
Sorry? There's a point that I want to raise, and that relates to the issue of expenditure and budgets. Minister of Finance has on a number of occasions raised the issue of tightening belts, of curbing expenditure. And I want to use this opportunity to address this. If I look at the delegation that is here, I don't think that the numbers of people that are here are warranted. I don't think so. I don't think it's correct that we have to have chairs of boards and councillors and all sorts of things arriving here. This is an update and a report back of what's being done. So I want to make a request that that when the team comes back, there must be some belt tightening as well on who actually comes here. It can't be correct that you have high numbers of people coming here when in fact you could send a very lean team to come and report. I really want to make that appeal. And even going forward in other committee meetings, I think it's something that needs to be looked at. Because those are the things that the Minister of Finance does talk about when he talks about belt tightening and cutting expenditure. We have to do that in terms of the delegations that we send, and we should be sending the correct people and the people that can answer. It's a point I wanted to raise. I've observed this in previous meetings where there's huge numbers of people that come. And some of them don't say a word. Some of them don't say a word in the meeting. They just look. And I'm being very honest because I think that... the department and entities must look at that as well. We have to cut back on costs. We have to be far more efficient the expenditure that we could. Yeah, in fact, the point that the Minister of Finance raised last week was the issue of haircuts. And I think that needs to happen as well in the numbers of people we send to these committee meetings. Thanks, Chair.
Morato?
Chairperson, I do welcome your concern that is raised by Honourable Schneeman. But the haircuts that the minister, I wonder whether he also meant the haircuts that the lean delegation that he always sends to us without him, the Minister of Finance. Is that the lean delegation that he means? Because, you know, in some instances, I think like now, when you look at the delegation here, Honourable Schneeman, these are people who are supposed to answer. right now the DGG was referring us to them, and they are, their designations are the right people to be here. And when we look at that, we shouldn't just cut the delegations so that the costs are reduced, but the expectations of the people that we need here. I think all these entities that are here, these people are supposed to be here. Those are some of the things we should look at. We don't just satisfy the request of the finance minister without really taking into consideration what we need so that we have success. Because I've noticed one thing, every time we have to meet the finance delegation, we have been complaining that we never see the minister. That's why I'm asking whether when you talk about lean delegation, does it mean the one that he always sends us without him? Thank you.
Thanks very much, members. DDG, you have indicated, but let me say, DDG, we must, so that we don't put you to the issue of end up saying misleading. Let me say, the final responsibility about the report we should be presented. We can take a chance and give SAPO and Centec to present their report themselves. But if there is any inaccuracy on their report, we will take responsibility. So that's the issue. I think it will be fair for the department that you allow the department, because the department itself must be satisfied about the report which are presented, and you must be also able to verify the report. You must undergo that process, because if you had the report just come here, probably say the, maybe to the FAT example, people will say, I mean the CEO of Centec. I don't want to mean that. But I'm saying, for example, the CEO of Centec utter a statement about certain things responding. To us, that is the department responding, not him. So if there is inaccuracies or not correct things which is saying, it will be meant the department, not Centec. So I think probably it will be fair, DDG, that probably we give you that time so that you've got a space to verify the report from the entities, you consolidate the report so that when it comes there, you can be able to take full responsibility in terms of accuracy of the information and so on, so that we don't go to what we were talking about earlier of misleading information and the other things and so on. I think that probably will be able to help us in terms of dealing with that. In terms of the delegation, all what you can say is that the people who should come are people who are going to be able to respond on the issues. So you don't come here and then when you ask questions, you say, Dr. Boluka is not here. If he was here, we should be going to respond. So people who must come are people who should be able to back up further information which might be required. So we can't prescribe. Probably when you have the reports, all of them, and you have gone through that process, we'll be able to determine who can be able to respond, and the entities will do so. And then people who must come should be just be able to talk to those issues and so on. But the second issue, DDG, unless you and the chairperson and CEOs or councillors who are here, if you can take seriously the issue of oversight, because see what members are raising is true. You can't have a delegation from DOC or the entities going with the committee to oversight and then you come and get this report. Because our assumption is that every day when we break, they do talk to yourselves. The delegation from DOC, they talk to yourselves. The other one for the entities, they talk to their CEOs, their chairperson, to say, today we've embarked to this oversight. These are the issues which have been arising from today's program, not after the oversight. Today, these are the issues. I'm sure some of you have realized that from time to time during oversight, I will call the CEO some of that time, and the chairperson say, these are the issues which we need responses, and so on, in terms of dealing with that. So probably there should be an element of accountability of people who go with the committee to oversight, which seems to be lacking. And so that's what the members are raising. That looking to the people which will go, they come to oversight, and the feedback in response of oversight issues, it does not tally. There is no return on investment. If you look at the people and the actual what finally happened, there is a problem. It might be that there are institutional problems, DG, acting DDG, because you see, it also does not help to send people which cannot be listened to anyway. Because you see, we have noticed some of these officials, they are even afraid to call the DDGs and so on. When issues are coming and say, hey, can you call DDG or the CEO, say, hey, it's none of my error, I still have to report to my line function manager. You see, that's the problem. We are on oversight and issue arise. If this person who's there on oversight can't even talk to the DDG director or the acting DG or the CEO or the chairperson. When you say this is an issue, that's the first response they will say, hey, I respond to Zweli. In terms of the institution, I report to Zweli. So, you see, it's on oversight with the committee, but issue comes, then you must first report to Zweli, and Zweli must wait for the CEO to be available and report to the CEO, and then it goes. You see, can you restructure that interaction with people on oversight? I think there's something wrong there, because those people first go to their line function. Let me first talk to Dr. Buluka first. Then Dr. Buluka will take it to the DDG of policy, but we are on oversight. And you want responses to the issues. I think people who come from oversight must have a clear mandate in terms of how to interact with the people who matter to take decisions. Otherwise, if they still behave as if they are in the department whilst they are on the oversight, that poses a problem. But that's my observation, probably the difficulty which they are having. Probably look into that DG, DDG. Why am I keep on saying DG? Someone was saying I'm president, now I'm saying DG. So there seems to be a problem, but DDG, probably look into that, and including the chairperson and the CEO over here. Can you just rectify the line of interaction during oversight? I think that line is too cumbersome. It's too cumbersome. You see, that bureaucracy is the one which does make it impossible to deliver. It's too bureaucracy which goes on before the CEO gets the information. I'm just making an example with Centex really and so on. Don't feel offended. That's not reflecting the Centex dedication. I'm just making an example in terms of this thing. But I'm sure we agree, DDG, that go back, look into the issues. Please, DDG, I must repeat this one. Verify the accuracy of those reports yourself as DOC before you come and present it here. Because once you present it, they will take it from you. It's your responsibility to account on those reports and so on. Look on the issue of the delegation, that relevant people will be here to respond on the issues. As members are also raising other concerns around that. Look in terms of the issue of oversight, who's in oversight. How the line of function of communication during oversight is happening so that we are able to deal with this matter. I've seen Honorable Isoma, her hands was up.
No, Chair, thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you so much for your summary. But also the other one, which for me, it will be Plan B, so that we don't speak from both sides of our mouth, so that also Kieran doesn't write letters again to us as the committee. No, you're not going to. I'm stopping you now, right now. Through you, Chair, I'm kidding on this one. Chair, is to say the DDG, whether the acting DG or the DG is the same thing, Chair. He's an accounting officer. But the point I'm raising, Chair, is that if then we're not allowing the departments, the entities to present, so how long are we giving the department in any event supposed to be interacting with the entities? Even prior to the meeting, because all of us will get the agenda, so that as a committee also, we are not seen by the public, not knowing what we come for meeting to do, or we come here precisely to defer issues and deal with the administration protocol, which has got nothing to do with us. The only thing is the service delivery. And I'm sure we are saying that they are going back, but also that they are going back to do exactly that. And there's no entity that when they are called to a meeting that doesn't pitch up, including their chairpersons, because those are the people, the CEOs and the chairpersons, those are the key people and the CFO. For me, that's the only thing, because we do have a program, a plan, and things to deliver. When we defer issues all the time, which means we don't know why. What are we doing in Cape Town? That's my only worry. I thought you were going to capture, but also our program shouldn't be driven by unreadiness of the department DOC of dealing with their work administratively also. And I hope also the DDG, the acting DG, also he will listen to us this time around in terms of the issues that we raise, because what we are raising is the things that when I joined this committee we've been crying about. And there's no difference. Seems like we're just talking, but we're trying to use nice words so that we're not fighting with our administrators also. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Gift Buteles is the acting DG of the Department of Communication. He's currently engaged with the minister on the bilateral with the SAPC board. Honorable Killen? No. I never say honorable Peer. Wait for your turn. It might come, but not now. Here, Mr. Peer is a DDG for policy. He's not acting. He's a DDG for policy. there's no acting here. There's no Hollywood. It's appointed DDG. Honorable Killen?
Chairperson, I just wanted to align myself with concerns expressed about the wastage of public funds and fruitless expenditure. Now, to avoid that, because if we do a calculation, Honourable Greg has been doing that, of wasteful expenditure of today, just calculating, not even the man hours or the woman hours, but just calculating airfares, then it is really a matter to be very, very concerned about, Chair. Now, I just want to suggest that perhaps we should utilize the day of the 19th of March, which is 2 weeks from today, when the DOC is in any case before us on the third quarter performance and expenditure report, if we should not ask them that in the course of the afternoon we may receive permission from the House Chairperson on committees, if we could have a sitting in the afternoon to deal with this matter, then at least, Chair, we're not, again, also responsible for wastage and fruitless expenditure by the department. But ultimately, the responsibility lies with the department. If they come ill-prepared, I think the only way that we will stop this trend in the public service, Chairperson, is if committees return people, delegations, that they will have to refund the department for the fruitless and wasteful expenditure. This is unfortunately the only mechanism that we have. We have to keep the people accountable, and we have every intention to do that. And I think it's important for members of the public service to become aware of funding that is there for operational expenditure, that is sometimes going into fruitless expenditure, and then we must account as Parliament why that is happening. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, DDG, you will hear the concerns. Issues which I've raised in relation to the oversight itself. We must also appreciate that some of the entities here are ready to present their report. Honorable Sheen raised a very important issue, not in today's meeting, to say we must start to look into the department itself, its ability to hold these entities accountable, and the ability of the department to conduct oversight over these entities on an ongoing structural manner. So that at any time at the click of the button, you can call the department, the relevant division can be able to account on those issues and so on. I hope you'll take that as a compliment. We're trying to compliment the department in terms of doing what it's supposed to do in terms of dealing with the entities and so on. But I must say, I understand that it's not a blanket thing. Some of the entities are ready to substantiate on their report and so on, but we are just cautioning that it might not be correct because we have to verify the information. I don't want it to go out as if all of them, they are not ready, because some of them will feel bad
that we're ready, we had the information, but we've just been rubbished by Parliament that we were not ready, we didn't know what to do and so on. So we appreciate that some are ready to present the information of SWAT 28. But that's why I'm not even mentioning who are those, you see. Because I don't want the context that others will say, now I'm also ready. No. I'm putting it just general. Some of the entities are ready to substantiate on their reports. Not all of them are not ready. I don't want context, you see, because people will raise their hands, I'm ready. No. Some are ready to substantiate on the report. I think that is fine. So then DDG, you will do that. Members, there's suggestion about 19th of March because DOC will be here anyway. There is no extra cost. But we can only confirm that when we have gone our own internal processes to get approval, whether we can meet that afternoon and so on. So if that work will indicate to that DDG, that on the afternoon of the 19th, we must come and take us through the same report, because we'll be around Parliament, because 19 and 20, you're supposed to be presenting your strategic plan. We have gave you 2 days, because we're starting in the morning until 1 or 2 days. So 19 and 20, you should be presenting your strategic plan here in Parliament. So we assume those days will be here. It's not going to be that much additional cost and the other things and so on. But we'll come back to you to confirm those other issues and so on. I'm not sure, members, whether there's something which you want to say. Honorable Schneeman, I never say Honorable Sheen.
Chair, just to say that, further to that, about the department presenting, but, starting the week of the 26th of March going forward, and when we return, all the various entities are appearing before the committee to present their budgets and strategic plans. And I think it would be an opportune time then as well for the entities to also allocate a bit of time to taking us through what they've done and what they haven't done. Because I don't want to preempt what would be discussed in the budget vote and in the debate. But I imagine these are some of the things we would want to raise and also be able to give some sort of indication to members of the public that this is the kind of work that's being done, this is how things are addressed, etc. So I would want to suggest that we also ask the entities, all of them, they must go and get those reports out, they must go through those recommendations and report during also when they report on their budget and strategic plan what steps they've taken. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. That's why GCIS and MDD, they are not here. Because every time when they present, they start by issues from oversight. If you follow all their presentation, when they start issues from oversight, is what we have done. And then they'll go to their presentation for whatever they are doing. That's why they are not here. It's only DOC and its entities. So probably if you go that route, it makes things easier, because every time you get an update on oversight issues and other things. So, but DDG, we are putting a lot of things to you. We know that you will be able to pull through and put together. Some of the issues are suggestions in terms of how do we think you can better do this work and so on. I'm not sure, DDG, whether I want to say something before we conclude.
No, Honourable Chairperson, I think it remains for us to thank you for your guidance and to say that today we will take this opportunity to meet with these entities to begin a discussion on the report. If you call us on the 19th, it's very clear that we would have to probably have another meeting that updates the information we have. So we will also be taking this opportunity to request entities that would want to meet them today to just deal with it. And thank you very much, Chairperson, for your indulgence.
Thanks, DDG, and the entities who are here. Members, that will conclude the matter around the recommendations of our BRRR reports and also the oversight reports. But members, out of your request, you remember the program we presented before you, the committee program. There was a lot of interaction after that report. We have adopted it and we have tried to deal with that. Part of what we have done was that
GCIS and MDDA will be presenting on the 15th of March their strategy plan, budget, and so on. 19 and 20 we've already said it will be the department. Then there is the holiday and so on. On the 26th, we are going to have a presentation, although we'll be going till late. It will be .z domain. You see what I've done, members. I've started with the entities which we normally, when we deal with, it's only us and them, and everyone else leaves and so on. So on the 26th of March, it's ZA domain, NEMISA, and CENTEC. That will be 26th March. CENTEC will be the last. We start with .ZA domain, NEMISA, and then CENTEC. 27, instead of 3, we'll do 2. Remember, originally there were 3, but we'll do 2, USASA and ICASA, starting with USASA and then later deal with ICASA. And then the 28, there's no longer anything. We've removed 28. Because originally there was something on the 28 that members indicated as a Good Friday anyway. They want to leave to go. So 28, there's nothing until we come back from constituency. When we come back from constituency, then we'll take on the 16th of April. That first week is the committee week. We'll take SABC and we'll take SAPO and SABC on 16th of April. Not for the whole week. Then on the 18th, and 19, we are contemplating a strategic plan of the committee. This portfolio committee, a strategic plan of the committee. When we come back from a constituent, 18 and 19, and then we'll adopt the reports possible on the 23rd of April. All the reports we should be dealing with for the budgets and so on the 23rd of April and so on. That's how we have tried to rework the program so that we accommodate the indication and the request from members that it's a Good Friday week. We can't work till 28. People have to travel and the other things and so on. Honorable Killen.
Chairperson, thank you very much for that. Pardon me. I just wanted to ask, Chair, since we have the entities around here, it is really going to be very helpful if they do what our committee secretary is doing. He's dating the program so that when we talk to the program, we all know that we're talking to the same program. So if we can, when you submit your reports and you have a date on it, if you submit the first version, Chairperson, if we could have a date on it, and then also at the bottom of the document, so that we all know that yes, we are now talking from the same document, or if you have submitted a revision, please also mark it clearly so that we know that the document that we're working from is the correct version so that we can also correct the committee's records. Otherwise, Jay, we're always at a loss. We don't know. Sometimes the report looks the same. It is dated of the committee meeting date, etc., but there was a revision of a report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Killen. Honorable Murutu.
I don't know whether it's appropriate for me to talk about what I'm going to talk about, but what I intend to say. I just wanted to say something, a message of support to our secretary. I'll also attach a request after this. Can I go on? I would like to speak to Tim, our secretary. I think most of us know that he lost his mother, and we couldn't go and support him. It was not really far, but we had a lot of work to do as members of parliament. It was just not convenient for us to go there.
And I want to express really our condolences as this committee. Tem Nkosi, we know that you came to this committee as a young man, very young, and you have been serving us, you know, with all the energy you have and the vigor, and we appreciate, you know, what you are doing for us. And we also know that you were born by someone. That is your mother and your father. And we know how it is to lose a mother at this age especially. And we are saying to you, Tem Nkosi, we are in support, you know, with you. And we'll always really be with you, you know, in the future. And some of us, you know, are grannies and mothers. If you have anything, any problem that you encounter, you can count on us here as mothers. Not disregarding the fathers that we have. They will also be helpful. Tem Nkosi ngesiXhosa ndithi uqine mntana meva ukuswela umama asiyonto yokuhlala kodwa ndiyakuthemba mntana. Thank you very much. The other thing, Chairperson, I would like to request from you that the ANC component please remain behind.
Thank you, Honorable Shin. Machine one. Honorable State.
Hey, thank you. Since you've given me the opportunity, I've just been looking at this program as well that we just received. And I'm just wondering, why do we have an open slot on Tuesday the 12th and then we're meeting Friday the 15th?
Simple. In terms of the date of Parliament to receive strategic plan is dead in March. Now we can't start to so that's why you could not have something, because the date to submit it officially in Parliament to be declared received will be dead in March. So that's why we start on the 15th. But of course, if anything happens, because we've had a lot of urgent meetings and other things, then we lose that slot. The other thing I wanted to say was that what I was giving is a basic program. But of course, any other things which comes, we'll have to accommodate it one way or another. But this will be the baseline program to say, if there's nothing, everything is normal. And that's what is going to happen. Exactly. What partner? No. You see, members, we are trying also to move this committee to be able to have two committee days in a week. But there are processes internal which you need to follow. My assessment is that we'll never be able to deal with some of the issues of the committee if we meet only Tuesday. We are in a process to apply formally that this committee be declared to be meeting Tuesday and Wednesday, officially, as a committee. And then deal with the issue of membership. I know it might have impact and so, but we'll deal with those logistics and so on. But we just have realized that to be able to balance and deal with our work, we need more than one day in a week to deal with all these things you are raising and other things and so on. Honorable Killen, you were done. Honorable Schneeman? Lazi? Lisoma? I was giving you the rounds after Honorable Murutua has spoken. I'm sure that you are not commenting because she represented the entire committee. On what she was presenting in relation to our committee secretary. Ngom, do you want to say something?
Nothing much, sir. Just wanted to say thank you to Mama Maruto. Thanks, sir. And the committee.
Thanks very much, members. I must say that I've taken forward your resolution to write to ICASA in relation to the issue of Councillor Lebowa and the issue of the comprehensive report about the collection of licenses, fees and so on. They have not yet come back to me inconclusive in terms of those issues. As soon as they've done that, as we've discussed, I'll follow that particular process and so on. But we might call ICASA, as we've indicated, if you've got time, to come and take us through about the level of compliance about the payment of licenses, because this is the revenue which is needed by the country. And the spectrum is our national resource, which there's been no one which has happened to take advantage of without paying what is supposed to pay. Yes, yes. So we'll call them at one point. While I'm waiting for their report, we might call them to come and tell us and come and tell this nation how are they collecting, who are these defaulters who continue to default, to pay or are not paying and other things, and what are they going to do about that, because it can't be business as usual. So I'm following those issues with them at the correct time. I will give you their response in terms of how they are responding on those matters. Otherwise, thank you very much, members. We are done for today.
Chair, remember the 12th of March is still open, so maybe they can just come then if SABC is not coming.
If they are ready. You don't want a day off. Once we start from the 15th, it's a long working. So you must rest. Thanks very much.
Where they keep these lost items here in Parliament? Where is it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
because I forgot. They said when you walk out of the old assembly.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder. I forgot my laptop because I lost this one. And I just want to see if they
said you were Parliament.
No, 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 I don't know for Parliament.
I mean, for PMC.
I mean, yeah, yeah, PMC. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
Wait till after. Just next to Good Hope. You know where Good Hope is?
Yeah, yeah, I'll show up there.
Yeah, it's kind of Good
Hope. You're waiting for the last vote.
I want. Okay. So I'm going around here. I think this is the office. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Hold on, bunch. Last week ndalibala I laptop charger yam venue I think. Yeah, last week Wednesday, but yeah, it is human settlements venue yakhona. I think V227. Yeah.
Last week
Wednesday. Yeah, I just attended a meeting here to PC Human the portfolio committee of human settlements. Thank you. Okay. No, but no, the charger is phone, the charger is laptop. Oh, okay. No, but then. Hi, boo. I go home double.
Can you give me a number for Department of Education in Western Cape? Yes.